Tana Rabbanan. Ilo namer oznoi bedelis. The Torah would have said oznoi bedelis. That means his ear by the door. Hayis yoyma would have said yedaker keneged oznoi bedelis. He has to pierce, like in the door. The main thing is to pass make dole in the door, just by his ear. But delis in oznoloi, maybe the piercing only has to go through the door and not through his ear. So Mar asked the question, v'yoizin loy, is it possible to say they don't have to pierce through the ear? V'yoxim, the pasuk says, v'ruotza adayne v'esozno v'matzeya. It says clearly that it should pass through the ear with this matzeya. So how could you say not the ear? Ella rather like this, hayis yom, I would have said, yiratzenu li ozen me'avroi. First it should pass through his ear outside. Then v'yinechenu ala delis, and then stand, bring the yevid near the door, and then pierce by the door, just by his ear. But not that it has to go through the ear and through the door. Each one could be done separately. On this Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, no, the oznoi uvadelis. That's to be going through his ear into the delis. Hokate said, how does it come out? Doiker v'hoylech ad shemigia eitzel delis. That he has to like have his ear right near the door, and then he pierces through the ear, and it ends up, the owl ends up in the door. That's the way he makes the ritzia. Now the Gemara says delis. Torah says delis. Shemayani, I would have thought to say, Shemayani ben akura ben shein akura. Whether the door is attached to the doorpost, or whether it's akura, whether it's detached. It's not attached to the doorpost. Talmud Leima, therefore the post says mezuzah, the doorpost. Ma mezuzah ma'im, just like the doorposts are always standing, they're attached. Avdelas nami mumed. Who then this door has to be attached to the mezuzah. Now Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai hayudarish esamik razekim in chaymer. He was shadashin these psukim very strongly. Rashi says chaymer means like tzroha magolius. Atzara abaisim toli b'tzavot tachshin. It was very pure, very, very nice. He used to dash in these psukim very good. And he used to say like this. Why was the ear picked over other Evorim? Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oizen Sheshoma Kolu, your ear that heard my voice. Al Hasina by Hasinai. Bisho Shomarti at the time when I said, Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim, that Kla Yisrael b'nei Yisrael was to me for a slave. And we make the Drasha V'loi Avodim Le Avodim. And we are not supposed to be an Eved for somebody else. We're only supposed to be an Eved to Hashem and not to anybody else. So really, you're not supposed to become an Eved Ivri. And still, this person went and sold himself and put upon himself a new master, not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he has now another master, is Yirtza. Such a person, we go and make a Ritzia, we pierce his ear as if to say ears did not listen well while we're fed by Hasinai. For Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rabbi, Hoyadurish, Asimik, Razakim, and Chaymer. He also used to dash in this Pasuk very nicely like gems. And what me used to say like this, Manishtana Delis and Mezuzah Mikol Kelim Shebabayis. How come the Torah picked the door and the doorpost from all other Kelim in the house? Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Delis u Mezuzah. This door and this doorpost, Shoyu Edim b'Mitzrayim. They had to do by Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were Edim b'Shoh Sheposachti al Hamashkuf v'al Hashtei HaMezuzahs. B'Shasta Magaif was going around by the Makas Pecherus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses, the Jewish houses, that had the Dam Pesach on the Mashkev, on the Shtei HaMezuzos. So the Mezuzos and the Mashkev is the Edus that Hashem skipped over Klai Yisrael. In other words, He made Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'yomati, and then Hashem said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, and we darshin v'lo yavodim liyavodim. V'yoytzei sim meyavdus l'cheirus. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from being an Eved to Paro to become free. Free means now only to work to Hashem. For all then this person went the corner of the Liatzim, and he went and acquired, bought himself, sold himself to be in Eved Ivri, to have a new master, is Yirtzabef name. He did not listen. See, now should be pierced in front of the door and the Mashkev, which are the Edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kili b'nei Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here. The old Navchov Bezim Abez by the Mishnah. You could buy an Eved Kenani either by paying money for him, or else writing him a shtar, or else the chazoka through working with him. We'll see in the Gemara. The koines atzmo, an Eved Kenani could go out free. The kesef haidei acherim, somebody else could give money for him to the master. So like you're buying him free. or else of Ishtar Aideyatsmoy. Or else by Shtar the master could write him a Shtar Shichrur and give the Shtar to the Eved himself. Aideyatsmoy, he himself could receive it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, that money has to be given Aidei Acherim. The Eved himself has no money, can't free himself with money, somebody else has to give the money. But Shtar, the Eved himself could receive it. The Chachamim Moim Nechom say, the Kesef Aidei Atzmai. You know, by money, even the Eved himself could free himself. If the Eved has money without his master, he can give it to his master to be freed. Over Shtar Aidei Acherim. However, when the master wants to write him a Shtar Shichrur, it could only be Aidei Acherim that the master has to give it to somebody else to receive it for the Eved. But Mashmo, you cannot give it to the Eved himself. But Ubuvad, the Chum say, Sheha Kesef Mishal Acherim. That the Eved could use his own money, but it has to be money that somebody else gave it to him, like we'll see in the Gemara, with the condition, Almanah Shein L'Rabbi V'Shusbo. Because like this we hold, whatever an Eved is Kaino, it automatically goes straight to the master. So how does the Eved Kinani ever have his own money? So that the Mishnah says, Zechon Techachomim, the Kesef Aidei Atzmei could be his own money, it means somebody else gave it to him with the condition that his master should not have it. We'll see in the Gemara. So Mar says, Minolan, how do we know to the ratio that you could become, you could buy an Eved Kanani, you could have this Kinyan, and the Eved Kanani with either Kesef Shtar or Chazoka, in other words, it has the loss of like Karka. So Mar says, yeah, because the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, V'isnachalten oisom of Nechem Achrechem, L'reshes Achuza. So whenever you buy an Eved Kanani, if the master dies, his children get it, v'torasi Yerusha, just like Yashin Achuza Asada. So therefore, Hakeshin Akosav L'Asada. The Torah is telling us now that an Eved Kanani has the same halacha like a soda, like a field. L'stei Achuza, like a field that you own. Therefore, Ma Sadei Achuza, just like if you want to buy or sell a Sadei Achuza, Nikna, you could buy it. V'kesa, by paying money for it. Bishtar, by writing Yishtar Mechira, or Bechazoka, going and using the karka, is af Eved Kanani, the same way when you want to buy an Eved Kanani, Nikni could buy him either by paying him the kesef with money, Bishtar, writing him Yishtar, or Bechazoka, or else by him starting to work for you. That's the way you could be kind of an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani in Amal is a guy. And now when you buy him, once you get this kinyan of the Eved Kanani, there's a chiv upon the master to make geiris with him, that he becomes like a Jew, that he has mitzvahs like an isha. Since he has the kinyan Eved Kanani on him, he doesn't receive mitzvahs more than an isha. Just later, when the master frees him and the kinyan avdus goes off him, then automatically he becomes like a regular Yisrael. Tzmur says, I would have thought to say, maybe just like a Sadei Achuza goes back to the owner by Yovel, after the Kanani Chayz Labaylam by Yovel, Talmud Leiman Ol Yovel Bem Tavoidu. The Torah says he's supposed to work with him forever. And be careful, we learn there's an Issa not to free your Eved Kanani. But Adrav, he's supposed to work with him forever. He does not go out free by Yovel. Tonra and the Bryce that adds on, after Chalipin. You can even buy an Eved Kanani with a Torah's Kinya Chalipin. You give him the suda, your handkerchief, he's kinder it, the material is there, he's mocking himself back to you. If so, but time of the dan, what is now Mishnah say it? Because I tell you, Nilsa, the lesser b'metaltalin, ketoni. But Nilsa, the isa, b'metaltalin, like ketoni. Our Mishnah only wants to say kinyonim that do not apply by metaltalim, things that move around by utensils. But a kinyon like chalipin, which would apply by metaltalim, our Mishnah does not say. But our Mishnah could agree to this also, though. Omar Shmuel adds on another Kiddush that Eved Kanani Nikdav Meshicha. You can make a Meshicha, just pull him to be kind of the Eved Kanani. Kate said, how's the case? Talk for you have to grab a hold of him, or Bo Etzla and pull him to you. Kona, then you're kind of. That's called the Kinyan Meshicha. You're dragging him closer to you. What about Kori, you stam kolim, or Bo Etzla, and he comes to you, like Kona. That's not a Kinyan. So Shmuel adds on that Meshicha helps. So it's like this. It's good according to our Mishnah why it doesn't say Mishicha, because like we said before, Milsa, the Yisra b'metaltlem like a Tani. Kinyonim that apply by metaltlem we don't talk about. Only the lesser b'metaltlem katoni. We only say kinyonim that you don't have by metaltlem things that move around by utensils. So therefore, since Chalipin also applies by metaltlem, our Mishnah does not say it. Elu latana brova, according to this other Tana, that says, Chalipin, Nisne Meshicha. Why doesn't it also say Meshicha? Once you say chalipin that applies by metaltlim, why don't you say meshich, which also applies by metaltlim? So Gemara answers, even according to that Tana, ki katani nosa the yisa bein b'mekakor dem metaltli. But meshichot v'metaltli iso, the mekakor yilesa le katani. That Tana only says kinyonim that applies by both. Both by karka, by property, and by metaltlim. So chalipin applies by both, it says it. But meshicha, pulling something, which does not apply by karka, you can't pull karka, therefore does not say the kinyan meshicha by evet kinani. Even though it could be they agree to Shmuel, they agree to the locha, that maybe Mashiach does help, just he doesn't say because he only says things that applies by both. Now, Ketzad, what's the case where you become the Evet Kanani with the Mashiach? Talk for you grab him, when it comes to your kono. But Korah, if you just call him, that's no good. For the Gemara, is that true? But Korah, loy, just calling him, no, but Tani, we learned. Also, Gemara's later. That case of a Mesira. How is there a case you could be calling, let's say, a behemoth, an animal, with Mesira? That the master just gives over the rein to you. Also, if you grab a hold of it, Batalfo by its foot, Besara by its hair, Bayulkif Sholeh with saddle on top of it, Beshlif Sholeh. Rashi's Maso, that's the bundles on top of him. Befrum the Yeshabapia, the bit in his mouth. Or Bezug Shiva Savoro as the bell around his neck. Korna, each one of these is a bigger chiddush, because it's not mamish. The first one's part of the animal mamish, its foot. Or its hair, it's able to cut off. Okay, if it's not even part of it. So chiddush, that each one of these things also, if you give it over, it's called the Kinyan Mesira. That's if the owner is holding it and giving it over to you, that's the Kinyan Mesira, is giving it over to you. Ketzer b'meshicha, where's the case you coin an animal by dragging it? Kairalo, if you call it, be born, it comes to you. Or Shekisha Bamakla, she hit it with a stick. For Rotha Solofon of it, it runs in front of you. Bench, Kivon Chakra Yad Varegla, as soon as it moves its foot or its hand, Kono, that's called the Kinya Meshicha. Rabbi Asi Viamilo Rabacho in there, Achetelech Lofon of Molokamosli. It's not enough just to move its foot and its hand, but has to move its complete length. That's how much the animal has to move. But I call upon him, you see, if you call an animal and it comes to you, that is called a kinyan meshicha. So why do you say by never it's no good? So when it's Amri, I'll tell you, behemah, I died to the marozlo. A behemah, when you call it, it doesn't have its own dot. It's only coming because of you. So that's called you're dragging it. But Evid, I died to the nashe kozel. And Evid, a person has its own mind. So when you call it, it's up to him to come, yes or not to come. Therefore, it's called, it's coming by himself, not because of you. That's not called the Kinyan Meshicha. Therefore, you have to grab him and drag him. Omer Rav Ashi, Evid Kotin Kibhei Medomi. And Evid Kotin, though, that doesn't have his own das, he's like a behema. Here would be enough just to call him. That would be called a good Kinyan. Tana Rabbonim, learn like this. Ketzed Bechazoka. How is the case that you could be kind of Nevet Kanani with Chazoka? What's called he starts to work for you? So we say like this, Hitoloi Manoloi. If this Evet takes off your shoe, so he starts to do some work for you, Meshamish you, that's called Chazoka. Or Hoyla Chelov Achul Besamercha. So if he carries your clothing for you to the bathhouse. Rosef Shito, he takes off your clothing. Echitzu, he washes you. Sochu, he rubs you. Gordu, he scrubs you. Hilbishoi, he puts clothing on you. Hanilu, he puts your shoes on. Hegibiyo, he picks you up, Kanu. These are all Kinyonim Chazoka, those are the Evet starts to work for you. That's called the Kinyon Chazoka. Omer Rabbi Shimon adds on and says, Loite Chazoka Gdolo Meyagbo. Kinyon Chazoka should not be greater than Hagbo by picking it up. Shehagbo, Kaina Bechomokam. That's the Kinyon, anything that you could pick up. If you pick it up to be kinder, there's a Kinyon Hagbo. Whether it's metaltlim, whether it's an eved, Shmuel adds on that if the master wants to, he could be kind as eved kanani by just picking him up. So Gemara says now, Omer Rabbi Shimon. Shimon just said, Loi tei chazok gedolo miagbo, shagbo kana b'chol mokom. Hashto di amrit hagibiyu hu l'rabbi kono. That's what you just said. We just give one of that. But it says, my comma. What does Rabbi Shimon mean to say? Omer Rabashi hagibiyu hu l'rabbi kono. That's like this. If the Eved picks up his master, that's a Kinyan. That's a Kinyan Chazoka. But Hegibiyo Rabbi Loi, the Tanakam holds, let's say the master picks up the Eved, Loi Kono, that's not a good Kinyan. That's not a Kinyan Chazoka. Stam to make a Maisa Agbo, the Tanakam holds, there's no Kinyan Agbo by Nebuchadnezzar. On this, Rabbi Shimon adds, no. Amir Rabbi Shimon, loy tei chazok gedolo miagbo. That chazok should not be better than hagbo. She hagbo kaina b'chol mokom. Because hagbo is a kinyan anywhere. So therefore, once you tell me that if the Eved picks up the master, that's a good kinyan, the same way should be the other way. When the master picks up the Eved, there's also a kinyan of Hagbor. That should also be good. Where it says, Hash to the Yarmid, now that you're telling me, Hegbi Yehuda Rabbi, that if the Eved picks up his master, Konu, that's called the Chazok, he's starting to work with him. If so, Elamayat, if so, Shivcha Kananis Tikne Bibiya. That if a master wants to be Kaina Shivcha Kananis, he could do it by just living with her. Because when he goes on top of her, it's called she's picking him up. So that should also be called the Kinyan Chazaka. So Gemara says no. And we learned before, there's no Kinyan Bia by a Shivcha Kananis. So Gemara says, Ki Amrina, when do I say there's a Kinyan of the Eved's picking you up? By Zen Enev Zemitstayer. Where the Eved is doing work. If the Eved is Bimitstayer, it's painful for the Eved to pick up his master. That's called the Maisa Avdus, that's where you're kind of the Eved. But Hocha, if the master lives with the Shivcha Kananis, Hocha Zen Enev Zenenehu. They're both enjoying it. So she's enjoying it also, therefore it's not called she's working for the master, that's not called the Kinyan Chazaka. So we said, what about Shiloh Kadak? Let's say he lives with her, not in the right manner. So the Elochur, she's not having enjoyment, but still he's on top of her. So she's picking it up, she's picking him up. Maybe it's also called the Kinyan Chazaka. Michael, maybe what can you say over there? Some Ravacha Barada. The Minacha, Man Leimlon, who tells you, the Lav Hano Islu, the Tavayu, who tells you that she doesn't enjoy it? Maybe she enjoys it also. So again, it's not called the Maisa Avdu. She's not working for the master. She's enjoying herself. That's not called the Chazaka. The Yard and Sekla, like I'll bring you a proof for this, because the Pasuk always says, Mishke Be'isha Ksiv. That means, Akesha Akosav Kedak L'Shlo Kedaka. Any halacha that applies by Yibiyah Kedaka, the same halacha applies by Yibiyah Shlo Kedaka. So Shlo Kedaka is also called like a Biya, therefore you cannot be Kaini Yashivcha through a Biya Shlo Kedaka. Of course, it's also proof that it's called you're having enjoyment. The Ma'is Nagamar says, Rabbi Yehuda Handuya, Rabbi Yehuda from India, Ger, he was a Ger. And Shein Lo Yashim, Shiti had no Yashim then, he didn't have any new children after he became a Ger. Heve Cholish, he was very sick. Is O Mazutra L'Shula Bey. Mazutra went to visit him. Chazi the talk of Layalma. So Mazutra saw the way this Ger, Rabbi Yehuda, was very, very sick, about to die. Asagalei Alma Tubi is very, very sick. Is Omalei. So what he wanted to do, Mazutra, now, he was afraid, like, that Rabbi Yehuda the Ger is going to die. And he owns two Avodim. He had an Eved. He owned an Eved Kanani. And the locker is, when the master dies, so the Eved now is going to go out free, because since he has no Yorshim, the Eved, like, will be crane himself. So Mazutra wanted to make it that the Eved should be working for him. So as soon as his master dies, Mazutra is crane of this Eved. Therefore, Mazutra told the Eved like this. Omalele Avdi told this Ger's Eved, Rabbi Yehuda's Eved, Shalofli Masanoi, take off my shoes, V'yatintinu lebeisoi, and bring it to my house. And while this was happening, that's when the Ger of Yehuda died. So since this Eved now was working for Mazutra, Mazutra was carrying him with Chazaka. The Ika the army, some said this case was Godel heavy. This Eved was a Godel over Bar Mitzvah. Therefore, you need this new